This is On Point. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Over the past year and several months, we've had the privilege to hear from experts around the world who've been studying this pandemic, who've been studying the coronavirus, as they help us try to understand this once-in-a-century experience that humanity is going through worldwide. So we thought we'd check in with as many of those experts as possible about what this past year has been like for them personally. And you're going to be hearing a lot of those conversations in the coming weeks. First of all, we have Dr. Stanley Perlman. He's a professor of microbiology, immunology, and pediatrics at the University of Iowa. He has studied coronaviruses for nearly 40 years. And he joined us last year to discuss the virology and serology of the coronavirus. And now, more than a year later, when we caught up with him, we talked with him about the year he has had. And we started our conversation by asking him about what the most challenging part has been for him with this once-in-a-century pandemic.
Probably from a personal point of view, is I had two members of my family die from COVID-19, so I would think that would have to be right up there as the hardest moments. One of them, he lived in New York, and he was in one of those senior centers where the virus was rampant, and the people who took care of him, his family in New York, wasn't able to visit him because of all the quarantining. So that's probably the hardest personally. Equally professionally, this is an extension, seeing all the people who became ill and died from the disease, just seeing that as a physician or as a person. I don't have to be a physician. It was just heartbreaking. And then, you know, some of the ways that the U.S. managed the infection were less than ideal and contributed to a lot of the extra infections that we saw. So there was just a lot that was really hard over the next year. At the end of this all, I think the fact that scientifically we're going to have new ways of investigating, particularly vaccines that will be helpful against many pathogens. Personally, I'm much more aware of the potential to become ill, either from getting a cold or some other illness, by being around people who are not obviously infected. So what this does is, I don't know what it does exactly, because I don't want it to, when things return to normal, to actually affect my feelings about going to a restaurant or another common facility. But I may be thinking about it much more. And if somebody comes into my laboratory and it has a cold, I will probably send them home. In fact, I will send them home, because we know now that it's so easy for these infections to spread. A cold is a cold, but I think one wants to be careful with all these kind of respiratory illnesses. I'm a member of the FDA committee that evaluates vaccines, as well as the FCDC committee that helps figure out vaccine allocation. And I think the moments of joy, the professional ones, we're hearing about the vaccine rollouts, hearing about their efficacy. The results from the first RNA vaccine trials were so much better than anyone could have predicted. They were really exciting. So that, to me, was probably professionally was the most exciting thing. And then having the rollout of the vaccine so people could get vaccinated, and seeing the country slowly wake from its slumber of COVID-19 was really a good thing. In some senses, I think we're awakening a little too quickly now, because we're not really over this pandemic. But these positive signs are, I think, really heartwarming and good.
Dr. Stanley Perlman, professor of microbiology, immunology, and pediatrics at the University of Iowa. He has been studying coronaviruses for 40 years. In the coming weeks, we'll be hearing more of these conversations with On Point guests and experts in pandemics about what this past year has been like for them. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.